Stones coming for your emotional rescue. Well, I mean, that's a service, I suppose. But when it comes to other kinds of rescue, maybe your physical rescue, who are you going to call when you get into a serious situation? Well, on the KZN North Coast, we're very lucky to have an extremely hardworking volunteer operation. And to give us the context, to shine a spotlight on an amazing story on a Monday morning, Penny Furie is in the house for The Ripple.
Yay! Welcome, everyone. Good morning to all our listeners along the North Coast. And today's Ripple, which is, causes a massive ripple effect on our North Coast, is the IPSS Search and Rescue. Now, it's a North Coast-based non-profit organization that assists in missing person searches and emergency responses across Quatikusa and the surrounding areas. The team works alongside SAPS and other emergency services, supporting operations that are often time-sensitive and coordinated on the ground. And joining us this morning is Sam Merrick and her team. I'm going to give you the introductions. Well, Mike,
we've got a lot of team members back off air in the other side of the studio because, you know,
it's a big house. It's a team full house.
But Samantha Merrick as director, representing on microphone number one. Sam, how are you on a Monday morning?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
Great to have you back. It's been a little while since we had you in the house, and we love to shine a spotlight on the team, and the mission that is IPSS Search and Rescue. Alongside you, we've got two other team members sharing a microphone, because sharing is caring. And we've got on the one half of the microphone, Armand Herbst, Advanced Life Support Paramedic. Armand, how are you, my man?
Good, thank you. Yourself?
Super duper. I like to meet new people, and it's great to meet you. And alongside you, Teresa van den Berg, director and volunteer at IPSS Search and Rescue. Teresa, how are you?
Good morning, guys and listeners. Well, thanks, and you?
Hey, lekker, man. I'm excited to get into the story that is IPSS Search and Rescue. Penny, you've got some questions.
There's a lot of people on the North Coast who know you. They know the name, they know the brand very well. But we just, for those who don't really know the familiarity of what you guys do, can you just, Sam, give us a little bit of a brief background of what you actually do and how you operate?
So from an IPSS search and rescue perspective, we're a non-profit. Our entire aim is to provide resources and additional equipment and personnel to government organizations that do provide search and rescue. Unfortunately, you know, SAPS and Metro, they do, you know, the guys on the ground are passionate, they love their job, but unfortunately, you know, they're sometimes under-equipped, understaffed, and, you know, we try and fill that gap.
Yes. And you do that very well. I'm just going to use the example of the Tongaat Temple collapse that happened, and everyone obviously was very tuned in. You supported that, you know, the emergency units. Can you just give us a little bit of background how it unfolded? And when anyone can jump in.
Well, from the search and rescue side, we provided additional personnel. Yeah. We provided the majority of the equipment required.
I know there was some heavy equipment there, hey?
Yeah, and you know, we create these relationships with private companies, so we were able to liaise with them, and they were able to donate equipment to use on site. And, you know, for 3 days, we provided all the refreshment and food to not just our own volunteers, but everyone on site, which was a 40-plus man team.
Yo. So it's support in kind of a holistic sense, hey? It's whether it's manpower on the ground, equipment, or literal sustenance and nourishment to keep the teams going.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one day it ran well into the high 30s. I mean, Amant and Teresa were an integral part of the team to recover the missing persons. I mean, you can chat to them about their personal experience and how hot it was, and you know, without these refreshments, we probably would have had medical emergencies on scene.
Sure. I'm still recovering, I think.
After the whole episode, me and Teresa were both on drips, a little bit dehydrated, but it was very hot and
the condition. Difficult. When a case comes in, can you just tell us how it unfolds? You do operate with a volunteer base of volunteers that are also that have been trained as well. So when a case comes in, can you just take us through it? How it works? How do you guys mobilize?
Yes. So basically, all of the volunteers that was on duty that weekend with that collapse, it was all volunteers that have their own families. They literally left everything behind and went to assist for 3 days straight. Like Armand said, we literally had to go on a drip afterwards because we were so dehydrated. But for us, that is what we do. We do leave our families behind to go and rescue somebody or recover somebody's loved one to give closure. Basically, we get the call from whoever is needing assistance, and we get our team together, our volunteers, and we drop everything that we have this side, and we go and help, basically.
And what are the main challenges that you're currently facing?
Currently facing, we obviously are a non-profit organization.
Yeah.
We work on volunteers that also need to be trained. We cannot go and do all these operations and rescue somebody if you're not trained. So all our volunteers need training to do what they do.
Sure.
So we basically need funds to do all these things, to train our volunteers to give the best they can to save somebody else.
And that's it's a continuous thing. I mean, the need for hands on deck, the need for training, and every year the operational requirements of an organization like this, it's a massive... A massive hungry beast, am I right, Sam?
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, you know, we have a fleet of boats, a jet ski, several vehicles, and, you know, that all costs money, whether it's for fuel, upkeep, maintenance, and, you know, like we said, training, where we have to use these vessels and vehicles on weekends just to do training. So the running costs are high. Initially, it was something we funded, self-funded completely. However, over the years, it has grown significantly. So, you know, that's why the nonprofit was started, so we can start raising funds so that, you know, we can help a larger community. We can provide more support, you know, by obtaining external funds.
It's such a valuable resource for a community, a growing community like ours, to have an amazing specialist search and rescue operation like this. Mm-hmm. And we can't let it fade away. So to keep it strong, to keep it active, to keep it vital, what's next on the fundraising front? Are there any things in the pipeline that we can shout out about, or what are the best ways for corporates, for organizations to get behind you, and for volunteers to sign up?
Yeah, so we basically we're trying to put together fundraisers like we did on the weekend with Mozambique Belito, which we obviously want to thank for letting us do it, because we were there next to the restaurant. We packed out all our equipment, made sure people are aware of what we're trying to do, meaning that we need funds to keep going what we're doing. And I think for future, we definitely need to concentrate on more fundraisers to get funds in, but basically corporate to get involved with sponsorships will also keep us going, because if we don't have the money in the bank to do operations, especially if it's not in our immediate environment here in KZN, we also sometimes have to leave the country, and that costs a lot of money to go do. So we need corporate to get involved as well.
Yeah, and Teresa, you know, over the December holidays, when you were involved in the search and rescue of the missing swimmer, how much, just approximately, when I looked at the helicopter, and they were doing quite a lot of rounds, and I was like, I'm so impressed. This is like KDM's got a helicopter on the up in the air, and they were relentless. You know, they were obviously seeking closure, which was so important for the family. And then obviously I saw that it was RPSS Search and Rescue had put that. How much did that operation cost?
Yeah, so just to start off, KDM lifeguards, and they were all amazing.
Yes, always.
We fill the gap that they don't have for the equipment, like the helicopter and what. So that we all do for free. People must understand, we go out there looking for their loved ones for free. The helicopter and all of that operations for that weekend, looking for somebody that's missing, it cost us about $250,000.
Wow.
For that, just to keep the helicopter going, let the volunteers use the vessels on the water, and it's not a cheap operation.
Yeah.
But we do that because we need to find closure for the families.
And that's so important. And tell me now, with the rising fuel costs, is that going to have a massive ripple effect? Well, we want to use the ripple effect as a positive, but this is going to...
Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we've already, you know, put into place where we effectively have stood down our vehicles for search and rescue. They will now only be deployed if absolutely necessary.
Okay.
Because, like I said, you know, we self-fund much of it. And, you know, we also have to take into account we have to keep our ambulances running. So, yes, sadly, we have had to... you know, take that, take a step back. But however, if we are needed, we will 100% deploy.
And going forward, for anyone listening to this, wanting to find out more about IPSS Search and Rescue and a contact number or a person to get in touch with to find out about sponsorship and supporting the bigger mission, what's the best portal for us to be putting out there on the interweb this morning?
I think definitely contact details for Teresa and I. You know, we are working together. You know, Teresa is a little bit more out in the community than I am. So yes, we do want to start meeting with, you know, corporates. You know, we can provide that Section 18 certificate, which is very valuable for a lot of companies. So contact us. I mean,
and your social platforms they can go through. Hey? You've got an active social media platform.
IPSS S&R, hey?
Yes, and also on our IPSS Medical Rescue page. Trees and I monitor both pages. Either one we can be contacted on. Alternatively, we will give you our email addresses and cell phone numbers to contact us.
You can put them out there on the. We'll share them also on our Radio Life and Style social pages this morning, because the more awareness, the more we can spread the story far and wide, the more support we can rope up, and the more we can power the work that you guys do, boots on the ground, literally saving lives, providing closure where needed, and such an asset to the growing KZN North Coast. It's really, you know, invaluable in a sense, but at the end of the day, you do have to put money in the kitty to keep things rolling. So, it's just such a great story.
Yeah. And you guys do. You are part of the ripple, because the impact that you have in our community is massive, and we've seen it at work, physically, and when things go wrong, that you guys are down there helping. So thank you for that. You do make a big ripple in our community, and we cannot afford not to keep you guys going.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style on a Monday morning, this edition of The Ripple, featuring IPSS Search and Rescue in the spotlight, and on the microphone representing the team. There's so many hands that we haven't got in the kitchen this morning, but the three that we can say hi to: Samantha Merrick, Director, Teresa Hunnenberg as Director and Volunteer, and Armand Herbst, Advanced Life Support Paramedic. Guys, thanks for giving us a little bit of the story, and we're definitely going to need a follow-up and an update real soon, and find out how things are rolling in 2026. What do you say?
Absolutely, anytime.
Yeah. And for those who missed the live interview, we're going to be having this interview as a podcast, and we'll be sharing it as well. So
keep your eyes peeled, keep your ears on 88 FM, and keep following on the socials, IPSS Search and Rescue and IPSS Medical Rescue, to see how you can get behind the mission and the vision.